time to hit. Is this reverb on? Y'all set?
Praise God.
help you praise God. Somebody say, thank God. Why don't you just lift up the name of Jesus if you're glad to be here tonight. Amen. You came to lift up Jesus. Nobody can do it for you. You got to do that for yourself. Praise God. We're here to accommodate your worship and your praise. down tonight? So how many want the Holy Ghost to come on down tonight? Oh, come on. I need to know what you're here to do tonight. You can bring this up just a little bit. I think it's... How many want the Holy Ghost to come on? This is a Holy Ghost meeting. Maybe we need to make this clear tonight. I think we're confused. Turn some lights on in this place tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Yeah, here we go. Praise God. Come on out of there. A Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. See, you got to understand what church is all about, what ministry is all about, what ministers are all about. Every once in a while, we'll get confused. Amen. And we expect it's a corporate, everybody say corporate, corporate anointing. You know, we're not going to flow in the flesh. Amen. And as we've heard the word of God so clearly spoken this week and through so many things, somebody say repentance. Repentance means change. Look at somebody and say change. And I want you, look at me in my face. We have changed and I have changed. And I have changed according to the word of God. I found out what God wants to do in this hour, what he wants to do in this age. Amen. And I want to get in agreement to what God wants to do. Amen. And I'm going to do that. Somebody say amen. Amen. And you know, usually with a Holy Ghost meeting is where we worship the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and where we leave open for the move of the Holy Spirit. That's why these meetings are usually a little bit more unpredictable than most meetings, amen, because you don't want to really have a format. You want to be open to move as the Spirit moves. And usually in every meeting that we do, usually there's a word that God gives us to flow. And sometimes we understand this word, and sometimes we don't understand it too fully. And the only thing that I've heard today, and God said, Nations Church is a net, or the ministry is a net. And he didn't just say a net, he said, it's your net. His net sounds strange. Look at somebody and say, your net. Yeah, but turn around and look at somebody else and say, your net. And he just had to speak really clearly. Now, you can get in on this if you want to and flow with me if you want to. And he had to speak real clearly with me because I said, I didn't quite understand. I said, what? He said, yeah, your net. Oh, then I kind of got around to what the Holy Ghost was doing. He said, I know the type of person that you are. I know that you know that Jesus is coming and you want a lot of fruit and a lot of souls. Somebody say amen. 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 That's our desire, that we might be able to worship God, to please God, that we would go to him with much fruit. Somebody say much fruit. Now, I want you to know that was the scripture that, you know, that was a thing that the Lord was just speaking on my heart, that this was just a net. Amen. So we need to get net. Somebody say net focused. Amen. That we would go to God. Hey, that we would go to God, you know, with hands that are full of fruit that are acceptable unto him. Amen. And so I'm learning to be a better, somebody say better, steward of my resource, my time, my anointing, amen, and my ministry. Amen. And I will change everything that produces no fruit. Somebody say amen. This is Friday night. I mean, there are people here tonight, you know, there are people all over the world, and there are about 6,000 people probably stuck up in rubble someplace, amen, that would love to be hearing the word of God and the presence of God. You hear what I'm saying? That would love to get a touch of the anointing of God, amen? And I'm here, I just want to make it real clear to you, amen, what I'm here to do, amen. I'm here to accommodate that touch. That's it. That's all Friday night's about. And if we're not going to accomplish that goal, somebody say amen. If, you know, what other goal do we have? Amen. That's the only goal we're responsible for. And if God's going to touch somebody, he's going to touch people his way. Amen. And his way is usually a scriptural way. Amen. And a biblical way. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. And when we get to the point to where we start to realize that praise and worship and those things aren't important, guess what? You're not going to get a touch from God. I've been in this for 20 years. I've been in some wonderful Holy Ghost meetings and stuff like that. Amen. But if you get to the point to where you don't want to praise God with all of your heart, the measure of your praise will determine the measure of his manifestation. Amen. The measure of your sincerity of worship, amen, the measure of your sincerity of worship, measure of your sincerity of praise and mindset, amen, will determine the measure of the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. And people say, well, I wonder why they worship so long. So that we, he said, he inhabits the praises of his people. So many times when you see when we worship, we battle. Look at somebody and say, we battle. So you might not understand. That's why they always sent the worshipers out first before any battle. And people can understand that. Before we can get anything accomplished, before we can tackle any demons, before we can do anything, God would usually send Judah or the Levites, amen, the worshipers out first. Amen, because they take down strongholds and do stuff. Somebody say battle. So you don't understand. See, it's not all about a jam session. If I wanted to jam, I'd go to a club. Come on. It's not about clubbing. It's not about jamming. It's about getting the job that God wants us to get accomplished done. Amen. And we've learned how to do those things. Praising God breaks the yoke and it gets people to the point to where they can receive from God, to where they can hear from God. Amen. And worship is extremely important. And I want you to know, whether you know it or not, I'm a very anointed worship leader. I don't need you to tell me that. I have fruit and evidence in my life to tell me that. Amen. I'm not looking for you to validate that. Some say, well, why did he say that? Amen. Because if I've come to a knowledge of who I am as you're growing, see, somebody said, we started out, somebody said, we shouldn't have gotten a revival. They should have kept a word from him. They should have kept a word from you. Well, we've been teaching the word of God, and the word of God said, everybody say the word righteousness. Well, righteousness is knowing who you are in Jesus Christ and what you're called to do. And when you find out where your righteousness is, it's not bold. See, it's not pride. It's not pride, because anointing is not of the individual, it's of the Spirit of God, amen? And everybody's got to know what they're anointed of God to do and what they're called to do, and that way they would be better stewards of it and not messed over in that area. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. It is a Holy Ghost meeting, isn't it? Amen. You know, all we got to do is what the Holy Ghost tells us to do and leave it there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you back there. So, I want you to know. So, I was just sitting up there. You know the Holy Ghost is my friend. Somebody say righteousness. Righteousness means relationship. Righteousness means relationship and doing the right things. And relationship goes with the voice of God. When you have a strong relationship with God, you don't have to always go off to a side room someplace to hear his spirit and to sense his spirit and to sense his grace and to sense his anointing. Somebody say, you're in that thing together. I mean, you sit up there, you're in. When you go out to do something with God, he says, listen, I'll go with you. They went everywhere preaching the word of God, God working with them. Amen. He works with them with signs and wonders that follow the word. Look at somebody and say, this is a team effort. I would dare not do any type of ministry without the presence of God. I would not do a public ministry unless I knew there was an inward ministry already in manifestation. Church should already be going on the inside before we can start to have it on the outside. Look at somebody and say, I'm already having church. Some of us were having church before we got here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. And when we come together, we're coming together to take it to another, somebody say, another level. We're not looking to lay back the level that God wants to put us in, but we're looking to take it to another level. Everybody look at somebody and say, I've never heard of this. Well, you've never been to Holy Ghost meetings. There are not too many Holy Ghost meetings out there. How many Holy Ghost meetings can you go to tonight? A Holy Ghost meeting is something different than a church meeting. There's a book out there called Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone today about plans, purposes, and pursuit. Every meeting is meant to accomplish a specific thing. And you got to stay on target and focus that you might be able to accomplish what God wants to do in that meeting. Somebody say amen. And we have an assignment from the Holy Ghost to have Holy Ghost meetings. Somebody say amen. And the day is dark. Amen. And time is far spent. The Lord is soon in his appearing. Amen. And we must be faithful to be proper stewards of what God has entrusted to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I was just sitting up there on my board. If you think you hear God better, go on and hear God and run with it. Amen? Hallelujah. But it just so happens, amen, that this is the meeting that God's called me to. Amen? This is the meeting that we've been successful to. This is one of the longest running Holy Ghost meetings in the country. Did you know that? Somebody said, what? Yeah. Holy Ghost meetings usually don't, you know, this is the longest consecutive Holy Ghost meeting run around the country. This Holy Ghost meeting has been running for the last 4 years. Missed approximately two Friday nights out of the last 4 years, ever since the last flow. There have been Holy Ghost river churches that have dried up and since long been gone. Amen. But this ministry and this meeting, this Friday night meeting that we now had, it's gotten down to about two and three at times, and four and five, and sometimes it's been a lot harder. But it's a Friday night meeting that's been going on faithfully. Somebody say faithfully. Faithfully worshiping. See, that's why I don't play games with it. Amen. Faithfully. I faithfully played, faithfully sang, faithfully preached, faithfully prayed for the sick. Amen. Faithfully done whatever it was necessary to allow the Holy Ghost meeting, amen, to be what God wants it to be and to continue. Somebody say amen. It's just not just another day, another time. Amen. It took some faith. Amen. And it takes more faith, amen, to hold a meeting out. Amen. It's easy to have a meeting when you got 400 and 500 people showing up. Amen. Because it makes sense, right? Amen. But it's hard to hold on to a meeting on the Word of a God when you got 7 or 8 and 10, 15, 10 people showing up. Somebody say amen. Amen. When you know what God's got on the inside of you. Thank you. Somebody say praise the Lord. So what am I saying? I'm laying out the law as far as what I'm concerned with my ministry. If we're going to have Holy Ghost meetings here at Nations Church, we're going to have Holy Ghost meetings here at Nations Church, or we're just not going to have a Friday night Holy Ghost meeting. Why? Because time is precious. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going for fruit. I'm not going to waste another one of my days. I'm not fussing. I'm not laying anybody out. I'm telling the truth, and I'm in line with what my heart tells me from the keyboard. Amen. Holy Ghost said, you better go for fruit. He said, it's harvest time. Look at somebody say, harvest time. Harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Amen. And it's harvest time. And are we in sync with what we've been talking about? Insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over and over again and expect different results. Somebody say, that's insanity. Amen. That is complete extent. Repentance is a change of mindset. Repentance means a change of mindset. How you think about things, how you flow with things. Amen. Hallelujah. And my mindset is, you know, I don't claim to be one big evangelistic person. You know, I've always said, hey, look, that's not really my calling, that's really not my gifting, but it's harvest time. Amen. If God's going to pour me out in something, and you can apply this to, I'm not just talking to myself. There are several things you can get out of this message. Amen. You can hear it in your flesh and get offended. Or you can hear sincerity of somebody else altering their lifestyle to match the season of God and do the same for yourself. Amen. I believe that as the word was taught last night, some say the former and the latter reign together for this supernatural harvest. How many of you believe in the harvest of God? One of the things I've also heard, I was meditating on, somebody said, everybody say the word baptize. Say it one more time, baptize. Know what else I heard on that? You know, we've been talking about the baptism. You know, we need to baptize. And I think that is absolutely clear. And we, in all things that we do, in every decision we make it through prayer. But you know what? One way a person, until a person repents, somebody say repents, it's not necessary for them to be baptized. Baptism does not bring about repentance. Baptism is a sign of repentance. Somebody say repentance, then baptism. I don't feel, somebody, I feel that as the Spirit of God starts to roll through this area, starts to flow through this area, and God gets accomplished what he wants to get accomplished, and he starts to bring about true repentance. Amen. I want to see repentance. You know, you say, well, who are you to judge repentance? I don't know. But if things still stay the same, some say everything changes when revival happens. Look at somebody and say, change. Say it three or four times. You know? Say it one more time. Change. Say it again. Change.
You know, you baptize an unrepentant person, you ain't going to be nothing but wet. Somebody say wet. Hallelujah. But when people change, somebody say no longer the same. They come out a new creature. And I prophesy and I speak. Somebody say glory to God. See, you got to be willing to sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. Everything and without fear. See, sacrifice. Somebody say, what are you talking about sacrificing? Sacrifice what is for what's best. See, so many times we have things set up in a way that we are in such control of it, and we're so used to doing it, and we don't want to mess with it. Amen? But God gets us in meetings like this, and he gets us in series of meetings where we're able to pray, where we're able just to stop for a moment and rethink and relook some things, amen, and have God touch it. Somebody say, amen? And then after he reveals some things to you and tells you what his heart is, then you have to change it to get it what he wants it to be at no matter what cost. Amen. No matter what cost, what he reveals, you have to go for what God wants you to go for. Now listen, if you've been through a series, you have not been touched by the Spirit of God, and this series of meetings have meant nothing to you if it hadn't changed anything in your life. Amen. You got to get to the point where you're ready to throw in all the chips for the gold. Amen. We need to get rid of the brass, amen, and go for gold. And go for the real thing. Amen. There have been a lot of people. See, this is why in our country, in our nation, in our city, we have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. A form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And some people would say, well, what is this form of godliness that denies the power thereof? Is it the power of the Holy Spirit? In some cases, yes. In some cases, yes. It's a lot of places that you can go to and it's a form of Christianity, but there's no move of the Holy Spirit there. But I believe that this power that's missing is the cross and true repentance. Amen. The power of Christianity and the power of the gospel is its ability to change people and to change things. Any place, anywhere the gospel is preached and brings about no change, it's powerless. I want a gospel that can be preached. When you start preaching Jesus, amen, things start to change, amen? Not just bumper stickers on the back of our car, amen? Not just the radio station that we listen to, amen? I'm talking about the mentality of the people, amen? Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Say everything. It's change when good news comes. Oh, glory to God. You should pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. I feel good about this. I feel really good about this. See, I'm having to get caught up in this. You know, I'm having to get caught up into this move of the Spirit just as well as you are. And it's bringing about change in my life just like it's bringing about, just like it's going to bring about change in your life, whether you want to realize it or not. He's waiting for the precious fruits of the earth, that salvation, you know, the salvation of many souls. That means we got to get out there and really preach the real message. And the real premise of what I'm believing, the bar that God's getting us into in this next season, I don't know whether we're ready enough to handle it. Somebody say forefront. I feel, amen, if you remember the story, if you can study on your own or read on your own, you should read the story of Elijah versus Jezebel. There was a time when Elijah went to fight with Jezi. Amen. Amen. He came up against her and he fled and hid. Somebody say hid. He was hiding. Somebody say hiding. For a season. Write that down if you can. Hiding for a season. Hiding for a season. And I believe that's what Nations Church has done in so many ways. We came out here and we set out to do some things. This ministry set out to do some things and we really came out bold in the Lord and confronted a bunch of stuff. And we came against some huge spirits in this area of the which we have never seen, that I had never seen before. Amen. They were not able to consume us. They were not able to take us down. They were not able to do those things. But it was really shocking. So we took a step back. Somebody say a step back. And if you know us today and if you've known us 2 years ago, we're different people than what we used to be. Somebody say hiding. Elijah went through some things and he took down some spirits. He took down some prophets. And when he took down those prophets, he made a controller mad. Amen. And he thought the controller was seeking to kill him because of what he did. So he said, I'm just going to be here, but I'm going to keep it real quiet. And he went and hid. Somebody say, went someplace and hid. And he hid in a cave. Isn't it amazing that this week that we call this week of Holy Ghost meetings, we call them hiding. We call this the big hiding. Blessed are those that find a hiding place. Amen. And we've hid talents and we've hid giftings. We've hid abilities. You know, we didn't want to draw. You know what people think? There were times where we really shut down things because we did not want to attract any form of attention. So they say hide. But the hiding time, amen. As God told Elijah as he was in the cave, you have to study this yourself. 1 Kings chapter 18, and just read on. You read it on your own. He was sitting in a cave, and God said, what are you doing here? Sister Judith knows this story. Look at somebody and say, what are you doing here? And there are a lot of people with the spirit of Elijah on them, or the spirit of revival on them, and the presence of God on them. And you know that you're called to do certain things. You know, you can know that you can do much more than this. You know, this ministry can obtain more than this. Amen. People come in and say, wow, this place should be overflowing. All these things should be happening. What is a problem? And God, even God himself, is saying, what are you doing here? God wants to get us out of the cave. Amen. So he's asking us the question, what are you doing here? You know, and if you can give him a specific and a clear answer, I guess you could stay there and accomplish that goal. So say amen. So we have to look at ourselves and look at our lives, look at our daily tasks, look at our actions, and ask yourself, what are we trying to accomplish and what are we trying to do? And are we able to do that thing? Are y'all understanding me tonight? Hallelujah. So say it's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Whether we want to face it or not, you know, we have to be like Joseph. I'm talking tonight. I'm prophesying and talking and just ministering, and try to hear my heart. Try to hear my spirit. You know, if I talked about anything else tonight or said anything else tonight and made up off the top of my head, I'd be lying to you. And it'd be wrong, and it wouldn't be God's best, and we'd be wasting our time tonight. But to talk from our heart, to talk from our spirit, amen. And this is just not something that happened on the spur of the moment. Somebody said these are the things that we meditate in our heart. The Bible says the people aren't able to run because they see no vision. They don't know where things are going. So we must talk to you to try to impart these things to you so that you would have a supernatural understanding of where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I say the anointing of God breaks the yoke of bondage. So God's called us to be anointed. He's called us to be filled with his spirit and taught us to be filled with his grace. Amen. I believe at times we get so afraid that we are afraid of the power of God. Amen. Afraid to let God fall on us the way he wants to. Afraid for us to really step out there and do what God wants us to do. We don't want to attract the attention of anybody else. How many of you feel that way? You understand what I'm saying? They'll just leave me alone if I don't rustle. If I don't mess up anything, they'll leave me alone. If I don't make too much noise, they'll just leave me alone. If we don't gather too many people, we're okay. So they say, let them leave me alone. But we cannot live that way anymore. We don't, because the Bible says, beware when all men speak well of you. Right? Amen. Whenever you step out to do a big thing for God, a good thing for God, and you step out there in great faith, amen, you're gonna pay a price. And it's a price for every good thing you decide to do with God. Amen. The bigger thing you try to do for God, amen, the more the devil gonna talk. Amen. Amen. You think people gonna set a parade for you when you step out to do something for God? You're crazy. Amen. Somebody said they're gonna put you on America's most wanted list. Amen. And I'm not talking about most wanted to preach. Amen. Hallelujah. But I identify what God has given us to say and the things that God's given us to do. Amen. Amen. Will put us on some of the most wanted lists. Amen. And we don't want to face those things, but we need to face the facts and stand up and be who God wants us to be. Amen. And do what God told us to do. Amen. Even in a season such as this. And God will be with us. He won't let us down. Somebody say amen. Amen. And we can't be afraid of those things. Amen. So somebody say, let's shift gears and get on with what God wants for us. Jezebel has had her head up. You see, Jezebel accepted every little thing that came about. Amen. She took care. Let me tell you about Jezebel. She took care of all the prophets. She maintained all these prophets of Baal. She was the provider for all the prophets of Baal. She was in that, somebody say, control. She had them all in her back pocket. I mean, she was putting the food on the table for them. She was doing everything for them. Amen. They were her boys. They were never going to say anything she didn't want to hear. Amen. So say, prophets of Baal. But there was one, amen, that wasn't a prophet of Baal, but this one came in. He was taken care of by the ravens and little widows. Somebody say, amen. Glory to God. See, there are a lot of people. See, you got to understand, many prophets, you know, many prophets are influenced by what they speak, by what takes care of them. And if people, you know, are meeting people's needs, they see it's good for, y'all do a good job taking care of us, and we really appeal. But when people, you get what I'm saying? Somebody say control. There are a lot of preachers that won't preach the word of God, amen, because they're afraid of losing the paycheck. So say prophets of Baal. Amen. Don't you dare talk about that. There are some things that need to be straightened out here a long time ago. I'm not talking about in our house. I'm talking about all around the country. Amen. And they knew in the word of God, you need to preach about this and say something about this. But they couldn't say anything about it because they didn't want to offend somebody's board member. Some say Jezebel. Jezebel maintained the prophets. Amen. But the ravens, somebody say the ravens, fed the prophet Elijah in a time of famine. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. See, Elijah learned some things while the other boys were up there eating and carrying on. Amen. While those other boys were being taken care of in the king's palace. They were living in the king's palace. Somebody say they were at the top. Yeah, they were. They were living in the king's palace with the queen. They were living with the queen in the king's palace. Amen. And here was the prophet, somebody say, in the wilderness, being fed by birds. Somebody say, the ravens of the air fed him. And he learned a lesson, amen? He learned a lesson that God, somebody say, God is your supernatural source. So that prophet came back out of the wilderness, amen? He said, listen, you're going to have to make up your mind which God you want to serve. Amen. Either it'll be the Lord, amen, or it's going to be Baal, amen. You got to make up your mind. Somebody say choose. And they had to choose these prophets. They said that he got the prophets. He said we're going to put on a duel. He got all them boys together, amen. He took them up to the altar, amen. And they cut an ox in half, amen. And he said whoever can get God to answer them with fire. Somebody say with fire. With fire. Amen. That one has the true God. So say the one that can bring down the fire knows God. Somebody say hallelujah. Now we've seen lots of gimmicks and lots of tricks trying to bring down the fire of God. Throughout the years, we've seen lots of gimmicks and lots of tricks, lots of schemes. Amen. Lots of troys, lots of, amen. Somebody say big balloons. Everything but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Ticker tape parades. Come on. All these things, they've been trying to bring down the presence and bring down the fire of God, but they have not been able to bring down the fire of God. Everybody's gathered around an altar, but ain't no fire falling anywhere. Amen. But the spirit of Elijah is coming out of the wilderness. He's going to meet him at the altar. Amen. There's going to be a difference there. Amen. When he cries out to God, fire. Somebody say fire. The presence of God, the anointing of God will fall. Say, we need the fire of God. Are y'all understanding? How many confused? Wiggle your fingers if you're confused tonight. Let me see. If you're confused tonight, amen. Try to hear with your heart. Try to hear with your heart. Can I have to make it a little bit clearer? Want to make it clear for you? Amen. Hallelujah. When the church was created in the second chapter of Acts, the church was birthed in fire. The presence of God was there. Amen. That was the first. That's when the church became a church. Amen. When they were all gathered in one place and fire came down. Amen. And fire rested upon all of their heads and the Pentecostal power flew. Amen. That represented when the Holy Spirit came down and abided within the hearts of men and started to manifest and gave them these charismatic giftings. Amen. That was fire. Amen. And like Sandra was saying last night, that was the early rain. Somebody say early rain. It first fell in the book of Acts. It first fell, and that was the first falling of the rain, and that was the early rain. Amen. And they got to do certain things in that rain. Fire fell again in 1901. Amen. Through the Azusa Street Revival and all those other things. Somebody say that was a big move of God. And they call that move the latter rain. If you were around back then, some of the older saints, what you saw, all these healing revival movements, movies that we see, that whole thing is known as the latter rain movement. Amen. What's going to be happening in this age, amen, is all the power from that early rain that the apostles flowed in the book of Acts, amen, and this movement in 1901 all the way up to around 1948. You know, it settled down around 1948 when Israel became a nation. Amen. Right around then that most of these guys started to die off. Amen. But God's going to put all that back together again, and we're going to have one last move of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the spirit of Elijah will be revived. Amen. And there's compromise throughout the entire body of Christ. It is not God's heart. It is not God's intention to have any church without fire. They can duplicate a lot of stuff, but they can't make the fire of God fall. Amen. They can't call from heaven. Amen. They can't call. Somebody say Jezebel's prophets. Say the spirit of control. That's, you know, there's many of the churches that you look at today. You go all around the nation today, especially in our country, it's nothing set up but a big spirit of control. People are not walking after the presence of God. Some say, brother, why are you knocking all these things? Some, amen, I got to do what God tells me to do. Amen, and teach the word. Amen, you study it in your own Bible and find out if these things are so. Amen, but you check everywhere you go. Amen, it's nothing but a bunch of man's wisdom, the wisdom of man. Amen, and the wisdom of man can only take them where man can get them to go. 75% of churches can't get us past Oprah. You can go to church on Sunday morning, sit there for a whole week, and you get more out of Oprah in an hour than you can get from the local church. Why? Wisdom of man. They're deciding where the church is going to go. Southern Baptist movement, Southern Baptist Convention just got together and decided what they're going to believe for the name. They got together and they voted and they said, hey, look, anything goes now. They said, anything goes now. You can be a man, a woman, or a man wanting to be a woman and still preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it's okay with me. Why? How did they have the ability and the power to do that? Because that's the way the governmental structure is set up. You look over there, and you know the big popular thing right now is the National Cathedral Church just set up here, and it broke my heart to really see that. Most of those people don't even believe in the divinity, you know, that Jesus is God and that Jesus is returning again and he rose again. It's just a form of godliness. A form of godliness that denies the power thereof. Teaching people just how to live on earth until they die, but there's more than that. Amen. But there's some people that are breaking out. Amen. There's some people coming out of caves. Amen. Hallelujah. They've been hiding. Amen. But this is the day, this is the hour when God's going to start to speak to them and saying, what are you doing here? T.D. Jakes was one of those people for years and years and years. He wasn't always big. He was in a little podunk church down there in West Virginia. Amen. About the size of this, maybe a little bit bigger. Then all of a sudden he started to preach the message of woman, thou art loosed. Amen. And then that word went out all over the world. And then overnight, God did a great thing. Amen. guess God asked him, what are you doing here? Somebody say amen. I believe God's asking us the same question at Nations Church. What are you doing here? And you know what our answer needs to be? What's the right answer? Absolutely nothing. She got it. Somebody say nothing. Somebody say praise God. And he'll let you stay in the cave until you realize that you are doing absolutely nothing. Amen. Somebody say nothing. Amen. And when we get ready, we can be proud. Somebody say proud. Amen. Somebody say proud and happy to the fact, amen, that it's not what you do that makes the difference. It's what God does through you. It's the anointing of God that breaks the yoke. Amen. I have lost so many things. But the things that I've lost, I count but gain for the knowledge that we have in Christ Jesus today. Amen. Amen. I got to the point where I realized we have absolutely nothing to offer but the anointing of Jesus Christ and his power, his grace, his ability. Amen. Somebody say, he's emptied all my gimmick bags. Amen. And all I got is him. Paul said, those guys said, listen, silver and gold I have none, but that which I do have, I give it unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise and be healed. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Say, come out. Come out wherever you are. Hallelujah. We do several things at Nations Church. These are the things that we do at Nations Church. Sunday morning, we worship God. Some say worship God. It's not about what you get. It's about what you give. That's why they call it a worship service. You come to tell God you love him. That's where we get off most of the time. Did you get anything out of that? Well, it wasn't for you to get anything out of it. It was for you to give to God. That's why they call it a worship service. That's what the temple experience is all about. That's why things are so flipped up and upside down all around the church. Amen. Amen. When you come to church on Sunday morning, you come to give God, to tell God thank you, to tell him you love him, that you care about him. Amen. Amen. And to give him the first fruit. Somebody say worship service. Write that down. Many times the devil will come at you with certain things and certain hang-ups and certain habits, and you have to ask yourself, what are we doing here? Hallelujah. Sunday nights we come here. Amen. We come here for Sunday night service. Amen. I believe that it's the heart of God that will become an evangelistic service. Somebody say amen. We're unbelievers. Amen. They can't get up early on Sunday morning and come on Sunday night and hear what God wants to get. Amen. The church that I grew up with in Washington, D.C., many people, I don't understand this and I don't know this for a fact, and I can't even see it biblically or scripturally, so I'm not trying to say I'm coming out of there. But I have noticed that in many moves of the Spirit, many graces of God, it's usually the Sunday night meeting where unbelievers get saved for some strange reason. I don't understand that. When I was at the church in Washington, they called it the deliverance service at 8 Sunday o'clock. Somebody say, that's the time when unbelievers can get ministered to. We need to preach the gospel on Sunday night. Write it down. What are we doing here is what I'm talking about. Wednesday night. Somebody say Wednesday night. What do we do on Wednesday night? I believe Wednesday is a good time to lay a foundation. Amen. I believe Wednesday is the right time to get us in here and teach us how to have church. A lot of people don't understand what a pastor is. They don't understand what an evangelist is. They don't understand, why do we do this in church? I don't understand those things. Wednesday night's a time for you to come and get knowledge about church that you'd be able to help the church. I told one of my friends on the phone this week, I said, these are certain things that you need to do if you're going to be a part of any fellowship. Amen. You need the worship and the word and the ministry. Somebody say amen. Worship, word, and ministry. You are deformed and deficient and lacking greatly in your ministry, and God has not reached your heart, and you've been rebellious. Amen. I don't care how old you are. Amen. If you have not yet grown into a ministry, ministries aren't given to you. It's a response of your heart. Amen. There are people that can be around someplace. God planted them and given them. I'm having to make the word real clear tonight. Amen. Amen. Everybody got up and they all did something. Amen. So we need to grow and allow God to use us so that we can bring in the harvest. And the harvest is not going to come in until we all realize that we all got to do something about it. Amen. We all got to get busy and get in agreement and serve God. Many times when we're working against something is because we're not working for anything. So that's a time when you can come and learn about your ministry and how to flow in your ministry. And then we have another time that I believe is very important. Amen. Holy Ghost meetings. And those are times when we allow the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we reverence God and we take our time and we do everything that we need to do. Amen. And we stay open and we're open to prophetic word and prophetic ministry and the touch and the grace of God. And I believe that all of those meetings are crucial. And all of those meetings are very important. Amen. Therefore, we lay down, whether you realize it or not, we lay down our lives for those meetings. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Any questions? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I like this season. I like this grace, and I can't wait to see what the end's going to be. Amen. I can't wait to see what the end's going to be. I know one thing, amen. I know one thing. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. And if I stick with God and I stick to the word and walk boldly. Somebody say boldly. And confidently. Oh, glory to God. Somebody shouldn't have given me that word. I got that word. Got that word. Somebody say confidence. I have supernatural confidence of God. Amen. It ain't pride. It doesn't have anything to do with pride whatsoever. Amen. Pride is when you do your own thing. Amen. Confidence is when you know what God told you to do, and you do that with no compromise whatsoever. Amen. So I'm confident that God wants to do something. Amen. Therefore, I'm obedient to see that thing come about. Amen. How many of you want to be yielded in that arena? Amen. I ask myself, you know, we are so used to going through the motions and going through the routines. And every once in a while, we need to stop and say, God, what could you do with this time to get the most out of it? Amen. Hallelujah. God, you take me here. Amen. You lead me and you guide me where you can get the most out of our life and out of our ministry. Amen, that you can get out of it. Whether it's taking a bongo set and playing at the corner of some street corner someplace. Amen. Fruit. Somebody say amen. Fruit. And I'm willing to do that. Amen. And free enough to do that. Amen. So we need to take these things seriously. Our Holy Ghost meeting seriously. Amen. Everybody in the house of God seriously. And not play games and play jokes with it. Amen. Bible says don't throw your pearls before swine because they trample them under their foot. Amen. Glory to God. You can trample me all you want to, but you won't trample the gift of God on the inside of me. And if I didn't believe there was a gift of God inside of me, I wouldn't have put it up behind this pulpit. Nor anybody else's gift in this place. Amen. Somebody say holla. And I have to be bold and confident and serve notice in that area. Hallelujah. Because if I didn't honor it, the Bible said, guard the gift. Somebody say, guard it. The gift that's on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you choose not to guard your giftings and guard the things that God gives you, you're going to be in some rough shape sooner or later. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the grace of God, and it's the Holy Ghost that makes things happen. It's not a game. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your ability. We accept the assignment that you have granted unto us in the name of Jesus. Teach us to go boldly for what you want us to go for, not fearing anything, not holding on to anything. Teach us to go and tackle any mountain you've given us to tackle. Teach us to walk with boldness. Amen. Never to be afraid, but always to be obedient to your voice. We yield to your anointing. We don't walk to the left. We don't walk to the right, but we walk straight ahead in Jesus' name. Father God, those that you've entrusted, amen, that you've called, that you've anointed, and you've set, I pray that you would speak to their heart. Amen. And also to those that are in caves right now, Father God, that you would also ask them the question, what are you doing? Amen. And Father God, that they would too humble themselves and come to the knowledge of your word and who you are and say nothing but waiting for you. But waiting for you. And Lord, that you would give us boldness to stand up and get in Jezebel's face. Hallelujah. And to do what you want us to do. Many of us have felt, as Elijah felt, amen, that we're the only ones out there, amen, that we're so different. Amen. There's nobody that's like you, you know, that we're so different. There's nobody else out there. It's just us. Amen. But God has reserved 7,000 others. Amen. That will come out. Somebody say amen. You won't walk alone. Amen. God's got somebody else. He hid somebody else somewhere in a cave. Amen. And he's speaking to 7,000 others right now in Jesus' name and say, don't you be afraid. Come out and walk and do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want you to declare these things. I will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The ministry that abides on the inside of me, it will grow. It will increase. I will flow in the Spirit of God. I will be effective in the thing that he called me to be effective in. Lord, let me burn with your presence. Send your fire, O God. Send your fire, O God. Chase me from the cave in the name of Jesus. Take away all fear and give us strength and chase us from the cave right now in Jesus' name. Teach us how to stand boldly right in the midst of the battle, O God. Heal us from any wounds that we may have gained in previous battles and in situations, God. Heal us of those things, of fears and different things, oh God. And teach us to be bold once again in your strength, Father God, and say, hey, look, I don't care what happens. I'm going to go out and do what you want me to do in Jesus' name. I'm not going to be afraid of things. Hallelujah. We can get many, we have financial battles and financial wars, and fear of those things happening again has kept us in a cave. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. We will do what God tells us to do. Amen. Period, point blank. We will not be afraid. We'll come out of the cave. We are not weak, but we're strong in God and the power of his might. Amen. We're not going under. We're going over in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Give us boldness, supernatural boldness, to come out of this cave right now in the name of Jesus. We don't care if there be 1,000 prophets of Jezebel out there. We know their days are numbered. But we'll come out anyhow in Jesus' name. Lord, allow us to come out with more boldness than what Elijah had. Oh, help us, God, in the name of Jesus. But we can only do that with your Holy Spirit. We can only do that with the Holy Spirit. We can only do that with your anointing. That's what the Holy Ghost ministry is all about. Being filled with power to become witnesses for God. And we declare we're in a cave. We're locked up. We're bound. We're hiding, oh God. But let your light shine in us right now in the name of Jesus. That we'll come out and be bold as lions in the name of Jesus. Standing strong in faith and in anointings and accomplishing what you want us to accomplish. In the name of Jesus we pray. Rabadustani kachela brastonu ustelebaba ustenehinehai. Prakatora rabanda de gastida de bustala dende de cotala babanduste pratetike de handaha. Teach us to be spiritual, O God, and to get out of the flesh, but to be spiritually minded, O God, and reverential toward the things of God and the people of God. Teach us to love and honor one another and to walk in supernatural graces, O God. Hanamaha, we submit to your will. We submit to your will and we resist the enemy in every way. I rebuke the devil in every way. I rebuke the devil in my life. See, the devil's a liar. He will tell you to run. Glory to God. Amen. He'll tell you to give up. He'll tell you to quit. But we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. We'll stand strong in God and his boldness. Somebody say amen. And I'm going to say no more. Amen. No more. Hallelujah. We will be the prophet. Somebody say, I will be the prophetic voice to this city in the name of Jesus. I will speak the truth. I will speak the truth. I don't care what everybody else is saying. I will speak what God gives me to speak in the name of Jesus. See, we need to pray until we catch that revelation. We need to pray until we get that kind of boldness. Amen. We cannot be afraid of our community. We cannot be intimidated by our community. Amen. But we need to be bold in God. We can't be afraid of the witches in our community and the cultish people in our community. See, what do you think? See, the prophets of Baal, when they couldn't get God to answer them by fire, they started to cut themselves and do all kind of weird things to themselves. Look at the teenagers and all of these cults today. Body mutilation and body piercing and all of these things and all the weird stuff that's going along right now and all of this stuff trying to get God's attention. Trying to get God's attention. Amen. But we need to be bold enough in God and not ashamed in God to walk right across. Amen. With the boldness of Jesus. Amen. And speak the truth and expect God to be there when we do it. Amen. Notice that there were many prophets of Baal. Many prophets of Baal, but one Elijah. In that town, in that city. Somebody say amen. Say, I'm strong enough. I'm bold enough because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And these meetings are all about that. These meetings are all about that, is getting so filled with the fire that you'd be bold enough to run out of the cave. They got so filled with the presence of God that they ran out of the upper room everywhere they were and preached the gospel everywhere. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Harvest time. It's only 9:30. Glory to God. It's only 9:30. And you need to pray. See, I tell you what. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for one another. I need to pray for you because the devil desires to sift you like sand. Glory to God. The devil desires to destroy you, to cause you to give up, to cause you to give in and do all those other things. And many of you will, and many of us would, if we don't pray. So we need to learn to pray for one another. That's why the Bible says to pray ye for one another. Amen. And you also need to pray for me and pray for some of these others that God has called to stand up and walk in the anointing of God. Amen. That they be bold in God, not ashamed and not afraid. Amen. Somebody say, give them boldness to stand in what you told them to stand in. Somebody say, pray. Things won't change until we pray. Things won't change until we repent. Somebody say repent. So this is the repentance right now. This is what this week has been all about. Somebody say repent, changing our mindset. Amen. And repentance, 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 repentance will bring on the presence of God. Teaching us how to focus and what I need to be thinking about. Amen. What I need, I don't want to think about anything that God, but that what I need to be focused on. I need to do what I need to do. Amen. I need to do what I need to do. Somebody say, praise God. And it's hard to do that so many times when your mind's been programmed to do everything else but what God wants you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. But I repent right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Nobody going to make me think about anything other than what God desires me to think about. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Because we won't have the presence of God until we do that. Amen. We can run rampant. We start looking at everybody else's thing. And, you look at everybody else. They're doing this and they're doing that. Maybe we need to do this. So we got to try to make this happen. I'm going to think about this and focused in this. All these other things that don't accomplish anything. We have worked so hard for so little over the last 2 years because we've been thinking about everything but what God wanted us to think about. Amen. But we repent. And we'll think on the presence of God and on the anointing of God and on the word of God. Amen. And that's going to bring us much fruit. Amen. Now, God hasn't given us, you know, we can all meditate and believe on the same thing, but we're all not going to be the same in every way. Amen. What God gives me to think about might be different than the thing he gives you to think about. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't expect you to be like me, and you shouldn't expect me to be like you. Somebody say amen. We all have our gift. We all have our ministry, and we all have our call. And that's what we need to be focused on. Somebody say focused. Say, we repent for a lack of focus. And a lack of focus hadn't been because we've been dizzy or unorganized. A lack of focus comes sometimes because of fear. Fear that if we focus on that too long, God won't be concerned about the things that we're thinking that we got our focus and our attention on. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Just continue to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's only 9:30. It's only 9:30. Amen. If this spirit of change, it's been hard for you. You only get a taste of what I get. Amen. You only get a taste of literally what I get. And it's not a rebuke or anything in or any sense of the mean. Amen. Allow that spirit and that thing to get on you, that God might get on you and show you some things and teach you some things and start to change your life and start to alter some of your mindsets so that you might be more effective. There have been a lot of there have been a lot of people, even in this room, that have said, I want to be more fruitful. I want to be more fruitful. I'm trying so hard. I'm doing a lot of stuff, God. Amen. But I want to bear more fruit. I want to bear more fruit, God. How can I bear more fruit? God, I know you've been calling me out to do some things, and I'm afraid to do those things. I've been in a cave. I've been trying to hide things that you've been telling me. Glory to God. I've been trying to hide my giftings and my abilities and my talents. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I've been afraid of what people would think about me or that people would say it's not real. Amen. God, I don't want to be like that anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to hide my gift under a rock or under a stone. In Jesus' name. I don't want to hide my talents anymore, Father God. But I want to walk and I want to present them to you, O God. And say, you can do with it whatever you want in Jesus' name. Now grace us, O God. Now send your grace and send your anointing in Jesus' name. Send your grace and send your anointing and send your spirit. Send your grace, send your anointing and send your spirit, O God. Father God, accompany us as we do what you tell us to do in the name of Jesus. Father God, you called the individuals from different cities and from different places, oh God, from different parts of the world, Father God, and you've placed them where you want them to be, oh God. We don't want to be here without you, oh God. So you be here, oh God, and you make it well worthwhile in Jesus' name. That labor would not be in vain. Extra service would not be in vain, O God. Ramana. And Lord, bless this work, not that we would say, oh, look what we've done, or that we are validated in any fashion, O God. Allow us to be humble, Father God. But allow this thing to prosper and to be what you want it to be so that we could have fruit concerning you, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, there are lots of motivations why people want to do well. And a lot of that motivation is pride, you know, so you can say, hey, our church is bigger than everybody else's church, or this guy's good. See, that's not good enough. If that mentality is there, you need to stay in the cave. And we need to come out because we want to be faithful with God wants us to be faithful with. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We submit to your anointing, to your grace. In the name of Jesus, we wait on Jesus. Lord, we want to hear you and we want to do what you tell us to do. Oh, hallelujah. Rama, just pray, saints. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Strip us, oh God. Strip us away. We put ourselves, Father God, we put ourselves before your presence, oh God. Before your fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to burn out anything in us or anything in. Burn it, oh God. Burn us, oh God, and change us, oh God. Bring us to the place that you want us to be right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Change us, oh God, and make us the people that you want us to be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. We submit our lives to you in Jesus' name. We submit our lives to you in Jesus' name. We yield ourselves to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Hola mahanduru ustere bakare ni ustana handi ko shalahai. Ranganduru ustana handi ustana handi me handi ko shalahai. Halabu ustana handi ustala banda restikira ni hudi labu frastikiri hida. Ranganduru ustana. You can be seated if you want to. Ranganduru ustana ni gira labustana ni gira ustana ni gira restikira ni gira ustana ni gira ni gira ustana. Ragaduru ustana ni gira manda ni gira ustana 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 ni gira ustana. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to change some things. He wants to change some things. And we all know how He changes things. We all know how He changes things. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I believe this season, there's a grace of change on this season. And we need to take advantage of it now. Amen. Because that door of opportunity will close. Amen. And you have to stay the way that you are. Amen. Until that grace comes on again. Amen. But I believe there's a spirit of change right now. I believe there's a spirit of change. And if we yield to it, God will start to change us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He'll start to change us and do what He wants to do in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm willing, Lord. You can change me. I'm willing, Lord. You can change me. Change me, Jesus. Just keep praying. Change me, Jesus. Bend me, Lord. Mold me, Lord. Make me what you want to be. I don't want to change me, Jesus. Change me, Lord. Bring about a change in my life, oh God. I'm giving you more space in my heart. I'm giving you more reign in my life. I yield myself to you, oh God. I yield myself to you, O God. I want to be used by you, O God. I want to be used by you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just sense by the presence of the Holy Ghost, y'all just continue to pray and be right where you are. I just sense by the presence of the Holy Ghost, and I feel secure in this. And don't allow the enemy to lie to you in this area anymore. God has called you. Amen. He does love you. He has accepted you. Glory to God. You are called for a specific purpose. Amen. And God wants to use you. You are on track. You are not off track with God. Amen. You are not off track with God. Amen. God just got you to the point, and you're learning at the proper rate of level. Don't be frustrated about the way, how fast you're learning and what you're not learning, and that you don't think you know this, you don't think you know that. Forget all this other stuff. Amen. God's saying He's got you right where He wants you to be. He wants you to be. He's got you right where He wants you to be, but He would like you to become more pliable. Glory to God. More pliable and more open to change. Not change by what everybody else says, but just change as He speaks to you. He wants you to change according to His word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just sense the presence of the Holy Spirit here. I would have let you go 5 minutes ago, but I sense the grace in this place right now. Amen. Do y'all mind if we minister in that fashion just a little bit? Just keep continuing to pray. Just continue to pray. Just continue to pray. How many want to be used of God in this next season? I'm serious, please. If you want to be used of God in this next season, hallelujah, just wiggle your fingers for me. Just wiggle your fingers. Thank you. Now, are you serious about that? Praise God. I'm glad you did that, Kathy and Dean. Stand up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray in the Spirit of God. Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I sense that there's a wave about to come about on some of the lives in this place. A wave of the Holy Spirit. A wave of the Holy Spirit. I sense a wave of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, one more big-minded I don't know. I'd say one, but I guess one more wave of the Holy Spirit, amen. And we were so eager to go out and tackle the world and go accomplish some things. But God says he's got one wave of the Holy Spirit, one wave of change to come your way. And he wants you to be open for that wave of change. He wants you to be open for that wave of change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it'll be, when you go out to minister and you go out to do some things, there'll be handicaps. And God wants to remove those handicaps and those things that you might be able to flow a little bit better. Somebody say adjustments. Say adjustments. God wants to make some adjustments. Are you open to adjustments? I'm open to adjustments. So God wants to adjust us just a bit. He wants to adjust us just a bit so that we'd be able to flow a little bit easier, a little bit lighter. Now, don't take this lightly and think God's going to do this just in one meeting. Amen? He's not going to be able to do this just in one meeting. But God wants to make some adjustments in our life. Everything's going to be all right. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Everything's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you just got to stand in the presence of God. Stand in the anointing of God. Stand in the grace of God. Even when you don't understand, stand there and let God do what he wants to do. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Glory to God. It's okay. Everything's going to be all right. In Jesus' name, everything's going to be all right. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Got good news. God says he's not going to die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you got good news for some of you people. Got good news for some of you people. Really good news. And as God starts to minister for you, you can stand. As God, you can stand as God starts to minister. If you want to, you can stand and join them. Glory to God. But I got good news for you. God says he's not going to take anything away from you. Some of you were afraid. So there was some fear. Some of you were afraid, said, I'm giving so much and I've yielded so much. God said, now because you in your heart, some of you have answered, God, I'll give you anything. I'll do whatever. God says he's not going to take anything out, anything more away from you. Glory to God. He didn't want to take anything more from you, anything more from you. Somebody say, praise God. But he will take what you do have and multiply it, and he'll start to put back into you. Hallelujah. He's not going to take anything away from you. Some of you said, I'm going to give it all up. I'm going, ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Somebody say, aha, rabadodosh in the hand. Some of you would just say, listen, I'll do whatever. Glory to God. That's an answer for me, too. I just received that. It's an answer for me, too, because I was ready to throw a lot of stuff away. Glory to God. I was ready to throw everything away. Do you hear what I mean? To go for God. I was really feeling that. You were afraid, so? She says she's been doing it, but God says he's not going to take anything away, but he's just going to add to it because you were willing to throw it all away. It was just like the altar of Isaac. See, many of you didn't understand this meeting tonight. Glory to God, you got to put your Isaac on the altar. Glory to God. You got to put that Isaac on the altar, the thing that's supposed to bless you. When you laid Isaac on the altar, you thought God was going to take him away, but God had a ram in the bush. Glory to God. Now God's going to start to manifest a ram in the bush towards you in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I expect a manifestation of a ram in the bush in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So expect supernatural provision to come in. Expect supernatural giftings to come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. You got something, dear? Hallelujah. What'd you get? Hallelujah. Come on, dear. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. She says God's got to work for her where she's going. She doesn't know where it is, but she knows that he's got something. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, ho, 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 get ready. My God, get ready. Langa do do. That's why you need to make your adjustments. Get ready. Glory to God. Get ready. 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 Get ready in the name of Jesus. Get ready. Glory to God. Get ready. 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 Just say yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get ready. 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 The adjustments that God is making in your life right now is prepare. He's preparing you for something he's about to do. He's preparing you for something he's about to do. Glory to God. Glory to God. Halama ustendika stale bova dastu te leducana hande kishiki. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got an anointing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say praise God. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Yes, come on. Hallelujah. Shout it out. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Oh, my mama knew steady in the high. Somebody say repentance. Repentance means what? Change. We repent. I repent right now. We were told of God that 9 to 12, we've been doing office time and all this other stuff and everything else, but 9 to 12 was a devotional hour that was not meant to be changed. 9 to 12 for us. I'm not talking about for everybody, but for us. Time specific reading of the word. I'm not talking about studying for a message. I'm talking about just worshiping and praising God. Amen. And praying in the Holy Ghost and reading the word 3 hours a day. How many would you like to have that? Someone said, oh, I'd love to have that. Well, you try to do it. I've done it. Amen. Amen. But God spoke that over this church and over this house. He said, anybody connected in the staff or ministry of that thing, they should be in that arena. Amen. And we've been working on websites. We repent. Somebody say, we repent. We've been editing messages. I repent. Somebody say, repent. Visiting people, making phone calls, drinking coffee. Amen. Somebody say, we repent. Amen. You have got to do what God tells you to do, even when you don't understand it. And see, we got to allow God. You need to thank God that if he told you to do something you haven't done it, that he has still asking you to do it again. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God for mercy. And see, that's why we all need to pray. Amen. Oh, ho, ho, shalabara. So that people would be obedient to do what God told them to do. Somebody say, thank God. Now, I tell you what, you might not think that's a big deal, but for me, that's a big deal. That's a big chunk of life. That's a big chunk of life. And I repent right now, amen, that I've heard God say that years before Nation Church was in existence, and I have not done that. I study, you know, I do study the Word of God, and I do pray, but I do it at my leisure. Amen. When it's convenient for me to do it in any time of the day. But God told me specifically when I was to do something, and I have not done it. Amen. Hallelujah. And I got away with it. I got away with it. Somebody say, got away with it. Got away with it because the anointing of God was still there. We thought it was, oh, well, I guess it did. Got away with it. Amen. And the only time I picked it back up again was that day I got sick as a dog and almost fell down. Amen. Then I picked up that devotional time. Amen. And then you know what? Y'all remember that day I was on the floor up in here? Amen. And they were praying. It was Amalia and Sandra's second time here at church. Amen. And then I figured out, I said, well, that's what that was. It was God telling me I'm outside of the will in that area. I need to be doing those hours that he told me to do. I need to be doing those hours that he told me to do. And I can remember the time I played it, you know, because I started doing devotion and I started doing what God told me to do in that area, and I didn't have that pain anymore. Amen. And I can remember the day. This is how serious I take God. I can remember the day, amen, where I sat up there at the hour and I watched the clock and watched when I could start my time. Amen. And when I wasn't in pain a half hour after the time I was supposed to be doing it, I said, see, it's not that. Amen. So I went back. But you see, we can't walk that way. Amen. We can't live that way. Somebody say amen. We've got to do what God tells us to do, and then there'll be an increase of power and an increase of anointing. Amen. And when that thing starts to happen, it's going to turn some things loose for the whole body. Amen. Because we'll all start to walk in what God told us to walk in. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, fear. There has got to be a fear of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to change anything. Someone say, well, you got so many meetings. I don't want to change anything. I have a fear of God. I have a fear of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you people so much. This is a powerful house. Somebody say, this is the net. You know, tonight was a very weird night, but I believe it was a night of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And you need to be open to the wave of the Spirit of God that will bring about change. Need to be open to that grace and that anointing of God that was about change. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm wrestling with something right now. You don't mind, do you? Amen. I'm trying not to do or go there. Amen. Find out whether I have to or not. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say obedience. It's better. Sacrifice. You got something precious? Praise God. God touch you tonight. You get blessed. Was different, huh? You can sit down. I was surprised when I saw you do that, because you're usually very quiet in church, honey. Oh, so you got what you wanted from God. Can I tell you something? Now we need to learn about the Holy Ghost meetings too. When you do what God wants you to do, God will get to accomplish what he needs to get accomplished. We weren't in one of those loosening up services. We've had loosening up services, and she just sat there. During the loosening up service where we were pushing, going in that area to get that thing to do it. Amen. Tonight's service was a very calm, specific service. Amen. God was moving, and she loosened up and got what she needed in that service. Look at somebody and say, God will get everything he has to get done if we're all obedient. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You got anything, brother? Praise God. The reason why I told you to stand is I just saw a little glow over there. Just a little glow. Just a little glow over there as y'all were sitting there. I just saw a little glow. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Bell, would you please stand up? Thank you. Thank you, precious. No, continue to stand. It's not bad. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. 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 Yes, yes. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. 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 Ooh, yes. Ha, yes. 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 Hold the hand. Yes. Ha. The Spirit, why was I saying yes so many times? Because I wanted her to say yes? No. Well, yes. Amen. But her spirit cries yes. And she's passed a point in her life. And she made a decision to say yes to the will of God. Even in things the person does not understand or think about. She's learned to trust God. When we learn to trust God, we can say yes to His will, even in things that we would be afraid of. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. And when I said yes so many times, that was, you know, I sensed an anointing of God on that, but I don't believe that that was prophetic. In this sense, I believe it was prophetically motivated, or I was able to do that under prophetic anointing. Amen. But that was the inspiration and the force within the individual's heart. And that was her prayer language. And that was her prayer language. And that was her prayer language. And as she started to pray, I just sensed that. Amen. I just picked that up. Yes, yes, yes. But then I could hear heaven. And then I could hear heaven, and I could hear God say, as that spirit and that person was going on the yes, 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 I hear say, now I can do what I want to do. Now I can get it done. Now I can get it now. Now we're going to get moving on some things, and now we're going to do it. Now we're going to do it. Now we're going to do it. Now we're going to be able to get some things accomplished. So therefore, expect. Therefore, expect an increase. 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 Expect a supernatural increase. Glory to God. For the things that you've heard me tell you, glory to God, you're going to step out in it, and before you even do anything about it, it'll be done. Because you'll go in the grace of God, and your spirit and your mindset and your voice and your heart and your nature and your very character will be the spirit of yes. Glory to God, the spirit of yes. For God will give you the revelation. God will give you the revelation, and God will give you the gifting. But God will also reveal certain things about you. Glory to God. For the word of God is in your heart. Hallelujah. From a young age, the word of God has been planted in your heart. And the things of God and the ways of the Spirit, God has been telling you and teaching you and telling you certain things and certain gifting. He's marked you for a time such as this. And He's always marked you. And you've always known in your life that you'd be in a place such as this. You have not wanted to reveal that. You have not said it. Glory to God. But you knew your destiny. You knew what God had for you. God has always spoken to you, and you knew your future. Hallelujah. And God does say that you do see, hallelujah, the mighty woman of God that you should become, that you should be. Glory to God. You've seen the vision of who you should be and who you are, and you're having a hard time trying to deal with whether you could actually do that. And God said, it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. And it's already done. It's real and it's already done. And don't be afraid to go for it. It's not a game, and people aren't going to be in your way to get there either. People are going to receive it. And God says what you're dealing with is because you see the way it should be. Oh, Glory to God. And I'm just speaking tonight to confirm. Prophecy is sent there to confirm the things that God has already spoken to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God has been showing you some things and speaking some things to you. And God wants you to know those things will come to pass. Those things shall come to pass. Those things shall come to pass. And he's telling you now how to allow them to come to pass. See, you've seen all these things. You had all these things. You've tried to do them in your own efforts and your own works. And you've gotten frustrated and come up against roadblocks you didn't understand. I see these things and I don't know how to get there. How do we get there? Something's got to be wrong. Now God's speaking to you. This is how you get there. Glory to God. It's just by saying yes, yes, yes to the will of God. Yes in your heart to what you see in your heart. Yes in every way. And it will be peaceful and it will be more gracious. And you found out that many doors you've knocked down and many doors you kicked down, that all you had to do is speak to them all along and they would have come down. That God's always given you the spirit of favor. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody say ease. Say with ease and graciousness. Hallelujah. With ease and graciousness you'll be known by that. You'll be able to flow in graciousness and ease in Jesus' name. Somebody say thank God. Somebody say thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. So you just remember that. You just remember that. I would encourage you, Belle. I got that CD. I'm going to try to get you up under that anointing. I know it's late. It's a Holy Ghost meeting. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to get you up under those CDs where they're singing that revelation, yes, and see if you can catch it that way. Amen. But I also want you two to realize in this sense right here, and I prophesy and I speak it this second. Somebody say, a wave. A wave. A wave of a new paradigm. A wave that there's going to be a new wave coming your way, and you guys need to accept that wave and accept that grace. Amen. And flow with it. Amen. And it's a wave of adjustment. Somebody say, adjustment. And I see that fine-tuning of adjustment, because there's going to be something else that comes after that that will cause you to flow in it with no kinks. Somebody say amen. Say no kinks. In Jesus' name. Y'all don't mind staying this late. It's 10:06. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. You got it. Praise God. She got a word. You want to read it? Hallelujah. Yeah, why don't you go on? Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Glory to God. Come on up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody say, thank God for a Holy Ghost meeting. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God's river. God's word is like a river. It will flow to and fro. It comes down the mountains and through the valleys. It will flow. It flows around the boulders and past the trees, our hearts and our minds. It will set free. God's word is like a river. It will flow to and fro. And from my heart, I want it to flow. Hiding for a season. 1 Kings number 12. Worship, yeah.
Well, praise God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What we're doing is, in a Holy Ghost meeting, you got to realize that God builds on things. He builds on things, and he builds on things, and he builds on things, and he builds on things. Amen. And I believe this was a building meeting tonight. Amen. And I believe it'll be better in time to come. Hallelujah. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say praise God about that. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God he remembered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing back there, Gloria? Holding on, dear? Blessed abundantly, overflowing. Hallelujah. Peace, supernatural peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There were some scriptures I wanted to share with you concerning some of the ways that we do this and why we do it the way that we do, but I was lazy. Amen. Didn't get them for you. Hallelujah. But tell them, say, it's good to sow seeds. Say, it's also biblical to sow seeds. And that we've got to get to the point in our lives that where when we, if the bottom line is the word, fall there. Don't grab onto any branch. You know, if you fall into the Word of God and get down to the bottom line, amen, get down to the surface of things and you'll be able to walk. And a lot of people aren't able to walk by faith and to walk in anything because they never reach the bottom line. Amen. We want to go places, and we're falling and falling, and we'll continue to fall until we fall and hit rock bottom, which is the Word of God. And there are certain things that God just says. And you do things a certain way, not because you want to, not because it works out, not because of logic, because that's what the Word, somebody say, the Word of God says. Word of God super exceeds any prophecy you might get. Amen. Word of God super exceeds anything we might think. We'll be able to walk by faith if we fall to the foundation of the Word of God. Amen. And that's some of the things that we want to build. And that's why we always continue that everybody should read the Word of God so that I'll know how to walk. Amen. And one thing concerning finances, it's always good to sow seed. Amen. It's always good to sow seed, and you'll be blessed as you do it. If you need an offering envelope tonight, we do have that offering envelope. Hallelujah. And you can sow into any arena that you want to sow into. You can sow into Nations Church. If we have a special guest, you can sow there. You can sow to your pastor. Amen. I guarantee you, if you sow to the pastor, it's just like sowing to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you want to know what the average offering to the pastor is, it's about $20 once every 2 months. Somebody say, praise God. So if you're afraid that we're getting abundantly rich off the pastoral little check mark, you're wrong. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I was laughing with Jesse one time, and I prayed about it. I said, thank God for that. I said, but look at that. Isn't that something, Lord? And the Lord said, well, what do they expect what they do to me? I said, they give me what they give me. If they give, amen, what do you think they're going to give you? Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Oh, glory to God. People don't like to hear the truth. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. But it's good. Somebody say, it's good. It's good anyhow. Amen. Why, in some of those areas, why are we saying that? Because we want to rape you and get all your money and get rich, buy a new suit, buy a new ring, buy a Mercedes-Benz. I don't think that's going to happen. Look around the room. Somebody say, amen. We have to talk about these things so that people have a revelation. Why do we do those things, amen? Because it's correct to do some of those things. And we want to give everybody. You can still make a decision, but you need to know as you make decisions, you need to know what the Word of God says. Amen. And the Word of God does say those things, and it is also good to do those things. Do I want an increase in pastoral offerings? Absolutely not. Amen. Am I griping about them? Absolutely not. Amen. Why am I talking about it tonight? Because God told us to set up this thing the way that we set it up. Amen. And we want people to have understanding so you don't trip over it or stumble over it. And we feel that when certain people see certain things, they stumble over things that they don't understand. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it's not God's will that anyone would stumble over any area or over any issue. So we talk about these things, and we'll be showing you in the scripture how we do certain things. Amen. So say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The best thing about the reason why we do certain things, the best thing about pastoral offerings is because it's one thing when you sow. You know, if the church blesses me with something, that's one thing. I can't, you know, what kind of seed is that? Amen. But if something's sown specifically for me to do whatever I want to, and I sow that seed, amen, that's a difference. Somebody say amen. So basically, the majority of the thing that this thing does, if I want a pair of shoes, I'll get a pair of shoes. Amen. Whether you put $2 in the pastoral box or not, my rent will be paid. Amen. Somebody say it doesn't have anything to do with that. Amen. Say hallelujah. But what that check box does, it gives seed. Somebody say seed. To the sower. Does that help us understand? Hallelujah. Regency Bible Institute is also a check mark. We are starting Regency Bible Institute. We've decided we will be running Marilyn Hickey's Through the Bible series. We'll be one class. You'll be going through the book of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelations. And I heard this study is absolutely fantastic. Okay, you will need to purchase your own book. I believe it will probably cost you about $20. Also, you'll need to purchase the Gordon Lindsay's series Old Testament survey books, and that's going to cost you about $40 to $50. You get to keep all of your books. Somebody say amen. We're not going to charge for Bible school again. Somebody say praise God. The Bible school is free. The only thing you pay for, amen, is the books that you get to keep. Amen. And you'll never be the same again. We are believing God that we'll be doing Bible school on Thursday mornings. Somebody say Thursday mornings. Thursday mornings, 9 to 12. We may do it here. We may not do it here. We don't know where we're going to do it. Amen. But we want you to be open and be concerned about those things. It's a great thing. Likely it will be 9 to 12. Amen. and it will be good. So if you need an offering envelope, you can have one right now. Just raise your hand if you want one. If you don't want one, amen. If you want to take one and pray over it, you can take one and pray over it. But wiggle your finger if you want one. If not, I can put it back on the stage. Well, praise God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We're believing God to do some things. Amen. Somebody say, we're believing God to do some things this season, and I believe he's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't believe there's any other announcements that we need to cover. Sunday morning, Dean, are you still doing your class on Sunday morning? Dean is taking over the Helps Ministry video course. Remember we said to y'all tonight, y'all didn't understand, I will show you in the Bible. I never jump out boldly on my opinion. Whenever you hear me make a bold statement that I jump out and it kind of hits you hard, I will never jump out boldly on just my opinion. If I have an opinion, I'll let you know it's my opinion. But if there's a premise of the Word of God behind it or Scripture behind that that says, hey, this is the right way to go and it will bring you blessing, I'll be bold in that. Helps ministry is a must. Amen. And we have real strong issues with people that don't get involved in Helps ministry. You may not know what your ministry is, but the least, I'm going to say the least, you can do is watch the tapes. People say many times, why isn't the church growing? 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 Well, because we got three people in the Helps ministry video class. That's not really, you know, God looks at how we prepare for things to see whether we're really serious about it. I don't want God to give us a big increase of souls that we'll see go right out the back door. And if you're thinking that I'm the cork that plugs up the back door, that's not how it works. The back door is the Helps ministry. It's the body and it's the members and it's the congregants of this church that will make this church grow. Amen. And everybody, somebody say everybody, can and should do something. And whether you like it or not, if you don't, you're in sin. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. But you know what? Whether you do or whether you don't, I still love you anyhow. Amen. So say, I don't have a problem with it. Because it's not my church. I'm just a member here just like you are. It's the Lord's church. Amen. But we have a responsibility to speak the truth. Amen. And that's the truth. So raise your, everybody confess this. Say, I'm going to have a ministry in this house. And I'm going to stick to it for at least 6 months in Jesus' name. And you need to pray in the Holy Ghost and rebuke the devil and just get up and go. Just start with the video class. Just start with the video class. And if you've already seen the video class, make up a ministry and just start to do it. Amen. Just make up one and just start to do it. Whether it's passing out these envelopes, do those things. Hallelujah. Hold that offering up and high in the air. Amen. Thank some of you that do. Some of you already have it. You're an usher. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speak to your offering. Say, thank God. I have seed to sow. And I know that I'm blessed because they take three offerings a week. I have to be blessed. Yes, you do. Somebody say, pray. Say, I'm making that. And if I can make that, Lord. Somebody say, you got to be blessed just to, maybe, I mean, just to do the three. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, we thank you for the gracious and wonderful people that you sent. And for every seed sown, we thank you that it's always been more than enough to do what you wanted to do. Lord, we thank you that in times of plenty, amen, you were faithful. But Lord, we also thank you when there was nothing and at times when we don't see anything, you're still faithful. You're still faithful in every area, in every arena. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray over this offering and we don't take it lightly and we allow this offering to become supernatural and to become spiritual. Father God, I pray that the return of the offering, Father God, comes back of more value, Father God, than what we're able to do in the offering plate in Jesus' name. There are several individuals, Father God, sowing in difficulty. Tonight they're sowing in difficulty, oh God. There are a lot of places where it could go, Father God. They had to think twice before they did it, Father God. But Father God, they did it. And some tonight, Lord God, I don't care the least amount. Lord, it's needed someplace else. It's needed someplace else, God. It's needed someplace else in the name of Jesus. So, Father, because of their faithfulness in that area, I pray that you would turn it around and use it, Father God, for their good, that you would give it back to them just as soon as it goes out, Father God. Every offering, great or small, Father God, thank you for their faithfulness in that area, oh God, and I pray that you would honor it in Jesus' name. Never allow them to take their offering lightly. Never, ever, ever allow them to take their offering lightly. And never allow us to take an offering lightly, oh God. But seriously. And give some of these that are sowing some relief. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you come on up and bring that? Will, you can put us on some good music. Thank you for tonight. It was wonderful being with you tonight. It's going to be even better Sunday morning. Amen. Did you enjoy it? Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, Brother Rex.